Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the show, who was the Pink Lady of the Grove Park Inn? Now, I'm talking about a ghost at a hotel in Asheville, North Carolina. And listen to this. About 30 years ago, I was actually threatened with legal action if I talked publicly about certain things related to this case. But now that I'm 30 years older with some of the best lawyers in the world, I'm finally going to reveal some things. But don't worry. I understand boundaries and I'm not here to tick anybody off. I just think that you might be able to help me finally solve a mystery, perhaps a cold case, really, that has been around for 100 years. So this is about true history. Now, of course, I grew up in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina, and I started publishing articles and books when I was just a teenager. And I was very fortunate to be contacted by the Grove Park Inn when I was a teenager and given this great opportunity to investigate the fact versus the fiction of this Pink Lady story that had been around since the 1920s. Now, let me just tell you right off the bat, the Grove Park Inn is the big, old, grand, venerable hotel in Asheville, built from granite boulders that opened in 1913. It's the kind of place where if the most famous people came to town, they would stay at the Grove Park Inn. I'll tell you more about the Grove Park Inn a little bit later. But first, let me just jump right into the traditional legend of the Pink Lady that haunts that place. And this is from my book, Haunted Asheville, the first book of Asheville ghost stories ever published. I published it in 1996. And here is how the chapter begins, called The Pink Lady of the Grove Park Inn. The legend. The November night was crisp and cold. A hint of smoke drifted in the thin air of the hotel's palm court as mammoth fireplaces roared in the great hall, two floors below. The blaze from the fire sent forth a jovial warmth that mingled with the nature of the guests merrily conversing before it. A jazzy 1920s tune bounced around the massive stones and pillars of the hall as chuckles and murmured conversation filled the center of the mighty hotel. She could hear them from the fifth floor of the Palm Court, a desolate place that night. She was young and beautiful, a slender neck and graceful features. Her long, lustrous hair fell around the shoulders of the pink evening gown she'd worn for the special night. She was such a pretty girl, but why did she seem so melancholy? Her bright eyes sparkled as she stared from the edge of the fifth floor. From such a height, the tiles far below seemed so strangely welcoming. It was almost as though they beckoned to her. They called her name in a soft whisper, and she was drawn. It was such a subtle moment, such a quiet moment. She was hypnotized by the expanse below. The danger must have registered somewhere in her mind, but she ignored it. She was drawn. The security of the low wall was there, holding her back, and it was trying to tell her, "No, no, there is danger here. Lean back." But the warning fell on deaf ears. The hugeness of the room invited her to join. The air, even in its thinness, seemed strong enough to support her. She rested upon it more and more. Her arms reached for it farther and farther. A silent crescendo arose in the sky, and then, at once, the strength of the floor below her dainty feet was there no more. What had happened? Had she shifted her weight too far? Had a malicious force shoved her just enough? Had she seen the cure to her depression on the cold floor far below? It was like slow motion, the wind rushing through her thick hair one last time, her long pink gown pressed against her body by the air that had sworn to support her. The spell had been broken. Her enchantment was now gone, but it was too late. The floor became larger and larger as the tiles she was to swiftly meet showed their hardness once again. Horror flashed in her deep eyes. A scream arose in her delicate throat, but there was no time for it to escape. One last impression. The laughs, the murmurs, the smoke, the music, the chill in the air, the hardness of the floor, and then the impact. In the great hall, the conversation didn't flinch. The band didn't miss a note. The fireplace kept right on burning as brightly and warmly as ever. But something had changed. Everyone knew it. No one could quite place it. No one even mentioned it. But they knew it had changed. It was a sort of new weight on their shoulders. A ghost of a grimace showed behind their smiles. But what was it? What had caused this new sensation? They would find out later that night. The moon would show brightly when they entered the silence of the palm court. There they would find the pale girl in her shapely pink gown, as cold and lifeless as the tiles. Then they would know. Tragedy. It was tragedy that had weighed so heavy in the air of the Grove Park Inn that chilly night. Time would pass, and the night would become forgotten. The body would disintegrate in the soil along with the pink gown. The hardened bones of the pitiful lady would disappear, but something seemed to be left behind. At first, no one knew exactly what it was, but they continued to hear the stories. "I've seen it," someone would say. "I've seen it with my own eyes. I was working late one night up there in the main inn. It was quiet, and there was no one else around, and then all at once I got the strangest feeling. I wasn't alone anymore. I felt like someone was watching me when my head was turned the other way. It sort of sent a chill up my spine, and the hair began to stand on the back of my neck. I got a real cold shiver, and when I looked up, there she was, just standing there. It was a lady in a long pink dress. She seemed sad and dreary, maybe even a little bit lost. And then almost as soon as I'd seen her, she just disappeared into thin air. It was like she was never there." Generation after generation, the stories continued to pour from the massive walls of the Grove Park Inn. Someone would see her from a distance, gliding across a hallway. Someone else would round a corner and meet her face to face just before she would vanish. And then there were the mischievous things. Someone would watch the elevator being buzzed to the fifth floor, but the operator, much to his surprise, would answer the call to meet an empty hallway. Vacant rooms would be locked from the inside, and hotel lights would turn on and off with seemingly no controlling hand in sight. Bellmen, maids, doctors, chiefs of police, children and adults. The experiences spanned all walks of life. "There is a ghost in the Grove Park Inn," some would exclaim, as though it was a bad thing. Hotel administration forbade conversation of the topic to avoid frightening guests. But many more people who had picked up the story and rumor came to the timeless inn with the hopes of catching a glimpse themselves. Some did, most did not. But still, once in a blue moon, a lucky someone would see her. And those who did, in that single instance that they saw the phantom glide away, realized once and for all its significance to the Grove Park Inn. In most places, people come and go. History presents itself and then dies away. But not the Grove Park Inn. The past, the hotel's rich historical integrity, is as alive and active as ever. It literally roams the halls. And what better place to spend eternity than within the halls of the world's greatest resort? I'm going to pause right there, because the big question is, who was this woman? And we are going to dig into that question as deeply as I ever have here in a public forum. You're maybe going to participate. Remember, if you are new to the show, the one thing you must do to stay informed is go to joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P. joshuapwarren.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see where you can sign up for my free e-newsletter. You just put your email address in there, hit the submit button. You will instantly receive an automated email from me that has links to some free online gifts. There's a good luck charm. There's a money secret, and you'll even get a free PDF of this book I've been reading from called Haunted Asheville. All that and more if you go and sign up for the newsletter at joshuapwarren.com. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeart Radio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. With the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. So head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And now back to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network and Strange Things.
To Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren. beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agiatato zume. And before I get back to this story about the Pink Lady, here's something important that I need to point out to you. Getting back to my free e-newsletter. You know, I have been sending that e-newsletter out for probably, I don't know, close to 20 years, I guess. And that whole time, I've sent it from one email address, my personal email address. And just recently, I was outraged to find that the e-newsletter providers that I've used said there has been a change in protocol, especially with like Gmail and Yahoo, where they will not let you use your own email address anymore. You have to get a new email address that they approve of. I think this all goes back to limitations on freedom of speech. And it's kind of funny. These changes tend to happen when it's around election time. So I was like, great. So now all these people I've built up over the years, all these thousands of people who subscribe to this newsletter, they've got my email address that pops up as a primary email in their inbox. But now I have to come up with this brand new email address. And listen to it. It's joshuapwarren@jpw.ccsend.com. That's a mouthful. And what that means is, now if I send you an e-newsletter, instead of going to your primary inbox, it'll maybe go to promotions or spam or one of these other sections where it will be less visible, especially with Gmail or Yahoo. So if that's happening to you, if you haven't heard from me in a while, go check these other sections of your emails, your inboxes. And I know for a lot of these, you can go in, depending on the service, and you can find something and that has ended up in your spam or a promotion section or a social media section. And you can say, no, I want this to be coming into my primary inbox. Or in some cases, you literally can just click the thread and drag it over to your inbox. I believe that's what you can do in Gmail. You could, like, if it's in the promotion section, you click it in the promotion section, you drag it over to the primary section. And then you, it says, do you want to continue receiving this in your primary, inbox? And you say yes. So sorry you have to do that, but that's what the world is like now. And, that's why also, if you can, if you really want to make sure you get my messages, sign up with multiple email addresses. And also you can find me on social media. You know, right now I'm on Twitter. Or at X, whatever you want to call it, at Joshua P. Warren, at Joshua P. Warren. Find me on Facebook. I don't do a lot on Instagram, but I do have an account there. But anyway, I wanted to at least get that out there because that's been very frustrating for me. Okay, now let's get back to this mystery, shall we? Getting back to the Pink Lady of the Grove Park Inn. I continued writing about the legend. Her identity remains a mystery. Her very existence is shrouded with mystique. She is elusive, forlorn, and benevolent. She is beautiful, yet sad. She is welcomed by many, but feared by a few. To those who see her often, she is a peaceful and comforting sight. Yet even to them, she remains an enigma. Misunderstood, yet timeless, she is an integral part of the culture of the Grove Park Inn. The mere mention of her name will wrinkle a furrowed brow and revive a thousand dusty stories. The workers of the Grove Park Inn know her all too well. They call her simply the Pink Lady. And so goes the most familiar legend of the Grove Park Inn. Since its construction in by E.W. Grove in 1913, the famous hotel has seen a countless number of personalities safeguarding guests from Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, and F. Scott Fitzgerald to Harry Houdini, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and Richard Nixon. It's become a 20th century American time capsule. And there is so much I could tell you about this place. Books have been written about the Grove Park Inn. But for so many years, up until the hotel contacted me in the 1990s, it was, like I say, it was a topic that was taboo. You could not discuss the Pink Lady. The attitude was that it would frighten away guests, supposedly. That was the explanation. And so, but they had some changes in management, and they realized that haunted hotels were becoming popular in their own way, especially like, you know, around Halloween. Some of the people who worked there had seen my work in the local newspaper, the Asheville Citizen Times, and they hired me to go in and have full access to the entire hotel and all of its property for at least 6 months. I think it was more than that. And I could interview anybody I wanted to. They were authorized to speak with me. I was able to spend the night in hotel rooms. It was amazing. I mean, I think you could basically make a movie out of that period of time I was doing my research there. I interviewed hundreds of people. And I could sit here and just tell you Pink Lady stories. One of my favorites, though, that I remember hearing was from a woman who had arrived at the Grove Park Inn because she was there for a business conference. They have a lot of those there. And she was running kind of late, and she went into her room and had to get changed very quickly so that she could make it to a dinner. And so she just kind of threw all of her luggage on her bed there. And this is a fairly recent story because, you know, this includes a digital camera. So she threw all of her goods there on this bed. She went to dinner, had her meetings, and then when she came back, she was surprised to find that her camera on the bed was turned on. And she went to look to see what the battery level was, and she realized that while she was gone, the camera had taken a picture. And it was a picture of her room from the ceiling looking down. Now, was that the Pink Lady? I don't know. Like I mentioned, a lot of people say that the Pink Lady just seems kind of sad. There are other ghosts that are seen at the Grove Park Inn as well, not surprisingly. And I did write about that in my book. So the idea was, okay, I was going to go out and do all this research and put together an official report for the marketing and the management team there so that they could see if there was enough to this story to take it and promote it as a positive thing and get some free publicity out of it. And this just, it was miraculous. It dovetailed with me already in the process of writing my book, Haunted Asheville. And so one of the things that I insisted on was that they would let me use the story, use the work that I'd found in my book, Haunted Asheville. And they were fine with that. And that's why the Pink Lady is on the cover of the first edition of this book. That's actually my friend Ashley Simpson, who modeled back in the day. And everybody knew her as the Pink Lady after that. So I put this report together. And when I sat down, finally, with some of the bigwigs there, after they had read the report, I was told, first off, this is amazing. You've done a fantastic job. This is just what we were looking for. You're one of the best writers that I've ever read. I mean, like, they're just giving me all these great compliments. And then one of the chief guys said, but nobody will ever hear about Theory C. And he said, don't forget, we sue easily. And I bet you're wondering what Theory C is. Well, in my report, now you have to remember, I wrote this over 30 years ago. In my report, I had a section at the back, and this was a private report just for the hotel. This is something they had hired me to create for them. There was a section at the back where I said, well, who was the Pink Lady? You know, we've got all these great stories. When I was doing my investigation, I got all these spooky pictures, and I documented a lot of weird stuff, but I never saw the Pink Lady myself, unfortunately. But, you know, I had just a lot of really good content there. But, you know, the big question at the end of the day is, well, who was this woman? Or is this a story that was just somehow made up and like a tulpa that was created? So I listed, I believe it was three theories, A, B, and C. These were, I don't know, I think you call it a theory or a hypothesis. These are possible explanations. And I'm pretty sure it was theory C that they didn't like. And I said, okay, no problem. I will never talk about that. And I never did. But now everything has changed, because years ago, the Grove Park Inn was bought out by a whole new company. They call it the Omni Grove Park Inn. Whole different group of people own it and manage it now. And I have wondered all this time if there was something, if I touched a nerve with this theory C, right? So when we come back from this break, I'm going to be very careful, because I do not want to intrude on anybody's privacy or anybody's legacy. But I am going to give you some information that might help you help me solve this, if it is indeed a cold case of some kind, you know, like a murder. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back after these important messages.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Joshua P. Warren and Strange Things coming right up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
My name is Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com. Over 5 years ago, George Norrie approached me with a unique concept, a dating site for people searching for someone with interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal. From that, ParanormalDate.com was born. It's a unique site for unique people, and it's free to join to look around. If you want to upgrade and enjoy more of our great features, use promo code George for a great discount. So check it out. You got nothing to lose. ParanormalDate.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is ufologist Kevin Randall, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. When the Grove Park Inn put together their official report back there in the 90s, again, I guess it was right around 95, 96 when my book came out, we produced a big media day, and I'm telling you, reporters came from all around the country, and it was just a huge hit. I got my face put all over TV, which was big for me at that time. I started selling bukus of copies of Haunted Asheville. It became the regional bestseller. To this day, I believe it is the most stolen book from the Buncombe County Library System, so that's some kind of a compliment, even though I'm not encouraging that. It was just a huge hit, and it did a lot to launch what became my career, my bizarro career, and I will be absolutely forever grateful to the people, the staff, and the management there at the Grove Park Inn who gave me that opportunity. So I'm certainly not here to say anything bad about anybody. I'm simply saying that times change. And 30 years ago, the people there, I don't believe wanted this particular idea to maybe distract from what they were trying to market. And let me tell you, one thing that makes me very proud is that to this day, even though the Grove Park Inn is owned by a whole different group, a whole different company, etc., the Pink Lady is still celebrated there. The last time I was at the Grove Park Inn, they had a big exhibit about the Pink Lady with, like, you know, a mannequin wearing a pink dress. They were making Pink Lady drinks at the bar. Kids would go to room 545, which I determined was the most likely room where the Pink Lady was staying, or at least died outside of. And kids will, to this day, they'll leave notes outside room 545, little notes and letters and cards and gifts for the Pink Lady, as if they are writing to Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy. It's amazing how that's happened. And if you've never been to the Grove Park Inn, you need to do yourself a favor and go there. Have a hefty budget on hand. It is not an inexpensive place by any means, but it is breathtaking. And the spa there is the best spa that I've ever been to. And that's, you're talking to a guy here, or hearing from a guy who lives in Las Vegas. And I've been to all the big spas in Las Vegas. But when we did this investigation, I wrote this report. And you know what the funny thing is? I can't even find a copy of my report. Apparently I don't have it scanned in on a drive or anything. I'm assuming that my copies of this report are in some of my storage units in Asheville because, you know, I've moved around a lot. I moved from Asheville to Puerto Rico. I lived for a while in Texas with my wife, and then, you know, we ended up out here. And so I have too many possessions, and a lot of my stuff is stored away. So I can't even put my hands on this report that I wrote 30 years ago. So I can't guarantee you that what I'm about to tell you is absolutely accurate. but I'm going to do my best from memory. All right, so here is the idea. The Grove Park Inn was built by E.W. Grove, and he was born in 1850, and he died in 1927. He was an American business magnate, entrepreneur, a self-made millionaire. Okay. He founded the Paris Medicine Company, creating and producing its most well-known patent medicine products, like Grove's Tasteless Chill Tonic. And then later on, he started investing and developed all of these properties in the southern United States, properties in Atlanta, Georgia. And, of course, the jewel of the crown is the Grove Park Inn in Asheville, North Carolina. So he was a very impressive man who had a lot of power. And E.W. Grove had a daughter who was apparently quite in demand. And she ended up marrying this younger man, a young man who worked for E.W. Grove. And that man's name was Fred Seeley. And Fred Seeley was born in 1871, and he died in 1942. And he met E.W. Grove when he was a young man and started working for him. And E.W. Grove was so impressed. Fred Seeley was, he was a newspaper man, a chemist, an inventor, a philanthropist. He quickly became Grove's right-hand man. So it made perfect sense that Fred Seeley would end up marrying E.W. Grove's daughter. I don't think that Grove would have wanted anything else than that. That was like the perfect, you know, natural thing for Seeley to marry Grove's daughter. Grove and Seeley were working together all the time on everything. And Seeley was the person who actually sat down and sketched out the rough design for the Grove Park Inn. You know, so he was considered sort of an architect. He was a very magnetic, charismatic person. In fact, he was the first manager of the Grove Park Inn. And boy, he took that job seriously. And he would go out and treat all the guests like gold and, you know, butter everybody up and provide for them whatever they wanted. And back in those days, the Grove Park Inn was a much more private place because there were so many high-profile people there. There was a big fence around the property. Access was restricted. Information about what, you know, happened there was much more limited. And for a while there, it seemed like there was the perfect scenario. Grove was happy. He's getting to be an old rich guy and everybody respects him. His daughter is happy to be married to Fred Seeley. Fred Seeley loves being out there as the center of attention. I mean, it's just a really great dynamic. And then one day, something goes wrong. And all of a sudden, Grove and Seeley have some big falling out. And nobody knows exactly what happened. But this falling out became so bad that by the time Grove, well, when Grove died and his will came out, he didn't leave a single penny to Fred Seeley. And he had promised Fred Seeley that he would leave him some money in return for getting the rights to some of Fred Seeley's innovations. And that was a crushing blow. He left everything directly to his daughter, and very, like, explicitly cut Fred Seeley out of the will. So something went really bad toward the end of that relationship, and nobody ever understood what went wrong. And, but, you know, these rich folks like that, you know, these kind of dynastic figures, there's always some kind of drama going on. And so when I was doing my research, I knew that Fred Seeley had been cut out of the will. So I ended up going to the Buncombe County Courthouse, because back when I was doing my research, I was looking through every type of, you know, old file and old archives. I mean, there's no telling how many pieces of old paper I put my hands on. And when you read this will, all of a sudden, there is this mysterious little girl who is mentioned. And Grove leaves this little girl quite a bit of money for the rest of her life. And I thought that was really weird because I was like, well, you know, this is a famous guy. Where did this little girl come from? And, you know, why was Celie cut out of the will? But this little girl that nobody knows about is getting all this money for the rest of her life. Now, I do remember her name, but I'm not going to say it because it is possible. It's unlikely, but it is possible that she is still alive. She would have to be very elderly at this point if she were still alive. But I started looking at all this and I thought, well, you know, something else that's kind of odd is that, okay, E.W. Grove and his wife, as they got older, they didn't really seem to care too much about each other. They would go travel to different places and spend months apart. And they just, I wouldn't say they had a bad marriage, but, you know, they just kind of, it seemed like that they just sort of fell out of love. I think that happens to a lot of people, especially when they've got enough money to go and kind of do their own thing. So I wondered, is it possible that when Grove, okay, let me put it this way. Is it possible that somehow Fred Celie was involved in a situation that resulted in the death of this young woman at the Grove Park Inn? And somehow there was this kid involved. And E.W. Grove was so angry about it, especially since that Celie was married to his daughter, that he decided to just sever ties with Celie and cut him out of the will. And yet this money goes to this little girl. So what could have happened there? What could have happened? Now think again, Celie, very charismatic, magnetic man that everybody wanted to be around. He entertaining all kinds of people in the hotel. Could he have met a young woman and somehow ended up in a bad situation? We got to take a break. When we come back, more on this, and I might be able to squeeze in a listener email. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it.
We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Did you know that tests that could save your life from cancer are now available for little or no cost thanks to the healthcare law called the Affordable Care Act? Let this be the year you get screening tests that can detect cancer early when it's most treatable. Don't let concerns get in the way. Talk to a doctor or other medical professional to learn more about the best cancer testing options for you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Sandra Champlain. Ever wonder what happens when we die? Well, I'm going to make it easier for you to understand. Join me for my show, Shades of the Afterlife. New shows come out every Friday, so I'll be looking for you. Right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And you must realize that back in those days in Asheville, when you had some of the richest, most powerful, most well-protected men in the world all coming together to hang out and have a retreat, and some of them would just outright live at the hotel. Well, it's no secret that there were lots of high-class ladies of the night in Asheville swirling around that culture. And, you know, some were pretty blatant prostitutes, and some were just very expensive girlfriends. And if you have any doubt of that, it's quite well documented. There is this great book that was published in the 70s by a man named Tony Batita. And he, I believe he owned a bookstore in Asheville at that time. And he came into contact with all these, many of these figures, but especially F. Scott Fitzgerald, who was constantly bringing ladies to his room. That book is called After the Good Gay Times: Asheville, Summer of 35, A Season with F. Scott Fitzgerald, in which some of this kind of activity is documented. So there were lots of women going in and out of the Grove Park Inn. And it was common for a lot of these, you know, men to not have their wives around back then. So let's just face the reality. It's possible that the Pink Lady was one of these types of women, and that that is one of the real reasons that this whole story has been shrouded in mystery, that for so many decades it was like, you do not breathe a word about this ghost of this woman, because if people start probing into it, it's going to expose some secret. And I am not suggesting that Fred Seeley did something with one of these women, but he may have somehow been involved in a situation where one of these women tried to blackmail him or somebody else, and there was a child involved. I just don't know. That's as far as I could take it based upon the information that I had at the time. And so here's what I would like for you to do if you're the type of person who likes to get online and be a sleuth, because that's very popular these days. Find E.W. Groves' will, his last will and testament there, right? And read through it, and you will find the name of this little girl. Again, I'm not going to say, but you will find it's public record in the will. If you figure out who that little girl was, where she came from and how her life ended up, that may be a clue that will open up the doors to finally figuring out who the pink lady was. That's what you can do if you're interested in this sort of thing. And I don't know if his will is, I just did a cursory search online. I couldn't find his will online. I know, you know, like I say, back in my archives in one of my storerooms in Asheville, I have copies of all this kind of stuff. But I believe that, you know, that's a great tip. I've never heard anybody talk about that before. And maybe there's a reason. Maybe other people were told back in the day, like, hey, if you even breathe a word of this, you know, you might be facing some legal action. But look, we're talking about guys who were public figures who died a long time ago, and a mystery that's been around for 100 years. This is all speculation. Nobody's pointing fingers at anybody. And we're dealing with a public record, which is a will. Now, maybe this is just a dead end, but so far, I mean, what if it's not? I mean, like, nothing else has panned out, nothing else has worked out. What if this is the key to solving this great mystery? What a story that would be. So I hope that one of you out there will take an interest in this and, you know, let me know what you find out. Just, you can always contact me through my website. Go to joshuapwarren.com, scroll down, and you'll find my email address. But I'm easy to find. I'm all over the internet, and I do my best to read every single message. And it's impossible for me to read everyone, but I do my best, especially if you've bought a product or something like that. You know, either Mobius, my shipper, or I, you know, we will get back to you. And if we don't, that means something's gone wrong and we haven't gotten your message. So I hope that you enjoyed, that story and some of my thoughts about how we might actually, you know, go back and change history. I do, however, want to just include this. I've been looking for an opportunity to bring this up for a long time, and I keep forgetting, and maybe this is it, because I'm talking about me writing books and about, you know, legal issues and all that. Well, you know, back in, I guess it was 2015, I published my book called Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. And that book eventually became published by Simon & Schuster, and it's done very well. And at one point, the publisher just asked me if I wanted the foreign language rights. They did that because that there were some concerns at the company, because they were selling the first publishing company was selling to another publishing company, and there were some issues about, like, clearing rights in other countries. And it's a long story, but I said, yes, I would love to have the foreign language rights to the book. And so I put the word out there that I could sell the rights to this book in any language. And I got contacted by this publisher in Canada, in Quebec. And he just said, oh, I love this book. I definitely want to publish it. You know, let's make a deal. And I said, great. You know, sounds good. You know, he wants to publish this thing in French. So we corresponded for a while. I sent him all the files to be translated. And then it was just crickets. Never heard anything back. And I got my agent involved, and she contacted him, and he wouldn't get back to her. And then one day, boom, here is my book published in French on Amazon. I don't speak French, but it's called Utilizes la Force. Les lois de l'attraction, I guess, something like that. And he's selling my book. The same guy is selling my book now. I got on Amazon and bought my own book. It was actually a nice print job. Did a very good job reproducing my book in French. He even got on YouTube and shot a video of him standing there holding this book that he has illegally published and talking about what a great book it is. And I just could not believe it. I mean, like, my agent and I were saying, we've never seen such a blatant example of, like, copyright violation ever. So I contacted a lawyer in Canada, and we went after this guy, and he was just screwed. There was nothing he could do or say. And, I mean, he was on the line for a lot of money and damages. And so, we worked it out, and he sent me a check, but he also, part of the deal was he had to send me his remaining stock of books, and he'd been selling them in Europe as well as in Canada. So one day I get this truck that pulls up, and it's full of all these boxes that have copies, illegally printed copies of my book, Use the Force, and they're all in French. I don't remember how many there are. There's probably less than 1,000 that were still remaining, but, you know, it's a good chunk of books in French. So I had these dropped off at my storage unit here in Las Vegas, and I have no idea what to do with these books. I don't really know anybody who is deep in the French world, who would have also, like, book knowledge. So I guess here's what I'm telling you. If you're listening to this show, and you have any ideas about how we can sell, I don't know, 400 or 500 copies of Use the Force, nicely printed copies in French, please contact me and let me know. My mind is open to all possibilities, and I hate to just see them sitting there unread, but I just don't have a connection to, you know, distributing physical books like that to the French-speaking world. So let me know. Go to my website and email me. All right. Well, what a show. I kind of wing stuff like this, so I feel good when it feels like it kind of works out. But I definitely am ready to end the show the right way, taking that big, deep breath. Close your eyes if you can. We are going to meditate on the 22nd, one and only original good fortune tone, and let's try to make our next week the best, most prosperous, abundant, and healthy ever. Here it is. That's it. For this edition of the show, follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift, and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show, and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are,
mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.